This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Celebrating 10 years on the air, thanks to Australia's only LGBTIQ+ radio station, Joy 94.9. This is QNN.
I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has announced that the federal government's religious discrimination bill will not be introduced to Parliament this year as initially planned. The controversial laws, which would allow people of religious faiths to legally discriminate against LGBTIQ people and other minorities, will now be introduced to Parliament in 2020. A legal battle has split the original 1978 Mardi Gras protesters with two rival groups, the First Mardi Gras Committee and the 78ers Collective, battling it out over ownership of the 78ers name. The 78ers Collective has trademarked the term 78ers, preventing the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras and their official partner, the First Mardi Gras Committee, from using it. A group of gay Sydney police officers who alleged they were discriminated against because of their sexuality have won a landmark lawsuit against the New South Wales Police Force. The Newtown-based officers were the focus of a six-month undercover investigation in 2015 after former Newtown Local Area Command Superintendent Simon Hardman filed a complaint against them. Hardman, who is now head of security at the University of Sydney, alleged the four men belonged to a tight-knit group of like-minded homosexuals and had an anecdotal reputation for loose morals and reckless behaviour, including recreational drug use. But the subsequent investigation found no evidence of wrongdoing on the men's part. A South Australian transgender public housing tenant says she has been waiting for Housing South Australia to relocate her and her children for nearly a year, after her home was repeatedly graffitied with transphobic death threats as part of an ongoing campaign of harassment against her. Saoirse Ewart said that in December last year, mail was stolen from her home in Murray Bridge that revealed private information about her, including her intersex birth status and information pertaining to her transitioning to female. In the weeks following the mail theft, her home began to be targeted with anti-LGBTIQ hate graffiti, which outed her to her neighbours and passers-by as intersex and transgender. The state of Queensland will ban gay conversion therapy, Queensland Health Minister Stephen Miles has announced. Miles said gay conversion therapy, which seeks to alter a person's sexual orientation or gender identity, would be banned as part of the Health and Other Legislation Amendments Bill 2019, which has been introduced to State Parliament. Practitioners of the discredited therapy will face fines and up to 12 months imprisonment, said Miles, while those who perform conversion therapy on children and other vulnerable people will face up to 18 months in jail. Global specialist HIV company, Viv Healthcare, has announced that a new fixed-dose combination for treatment-naive adults and adolescents with HIV type 1 will be reimbursed on the PBS. The new once-daily single tablet, Dovato, contains the two active ingredients used to treat HIV-1 infection. Under the PBS subsidy, Dovato will be used to treat HIV in people above 12 years of age who weigh at least 40 kilograms and have no known or suspected resistance to either antiretroviral components. National Association of People with HIV Australia spokesperson Robert Mitchell said the decision to add Dovato to the PBS marks the next progressive step in tailoring quality care for people with HIV. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
People in the sports industry have criticised Israel Folau for claiming he could have been the Wallabies captain if he wasn't sacked by Rugby Australia. Folau has now launched fresh action against RA, demanding $14 million in damages instead of $10 million, and says he would be skipper if his contract wasn't terminated. Former teammate David Pocock thinks Folau was using his profile to drag Rugby Australia through the mud by discriminating against gay people, and that he was never in line for the job. Folau attempted to clarify his offensive opinions on bushfire victims during the week, saying he was misunderstood and that the tragedy is a timely reminder that people need to repent and do what's right by God.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app, distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.